Okay, we're up to Zayin number Aleph at the bottom. Tony Rav Yosi, Mishloach Manos Ish Reyehu, Shtei Manos Leish Echad. Send two different Manos to one person. Matanos Levyonim, Shtei Matanos Leshnei Bnei Adam. And by Matanos Levyonim, you send two things, but you divide them between two people, one to each one. And they say, why don't you say you send two things to two people? Because then we should say Levyonim Matanos. Then the Avionim is the Ikra, and you have to give Matanos to each of them. Since there's Matanos, right, two, so it's two, and then for the Avionim, split them up between two. Rabbi Huna, Siya Shodr Leila, Rabbi Oshia, Atma, the Igla, Tilsa. Rabbi Huda, Nasiya, sent to Rabbi Oshia a leg of an Igla, Tilsa, of an eagle that was a third born, which is a special thing, the garva de chamra. And he sent him also a measure of wine. Shalach lei, kiyamta bono rabbeinu mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. And both the Bach and the Gro take out the next words, matonos levion. Your makayim mishloach monos. And the, what?
What's the
bono? Well, it means Russian covet. They speak about yourself in the plural. Royal we. In any case, so he says that the Prichodesh says, the Chiddush over here is that you yotze mishloach manos even with a liquid, with a drink, not just with food. That's also called a mana. Rashi. Shtei manos. Manos, mine madoni. Manos means some kind of dainty food. Shtei manos ladem echad, dechsivu mishloach manos ish l'reyehu, shtei manos ladem echad. Umatanos lev yonim, shtei matanos l'shnei ben yodam, dai l'kol echad, ve'echad matana echas. Each one gets one matana. To have yonim no mitarti mashma. Egla tilsa shlishi lebetin. Right, a third-born animal. Some say it means a three-year-old eagle. Okay. Just as why taka by avyonim and only get one matana, and by a rich person gets two. So some say that it's not choshev enough for a rich person to get one thing. So you have to give him what he'll feel simcha with. So he needs two. But for an avyon, even one thing is enough. That's why it's enough to give one. Others say just the opposite. Monos is mashma anything. The Barsha says this. Monos is mashma anything. So if you're giving anything, you have to give two to make it choshev. But matanos is mashma something choshev. So one is enough to be give choshev. The halacha is not like that. Matanos could be shava pruta. And monos has to be something choshev. But that's what the Barsha says. I have a pshat that the whole inyan of Purim is to show you hashgachas Hashem. So you give the usher two things to know that just the fact that he says, usher is not going to remain forever, maybe tomorrow will be an oni, so he needs two things. And the Evyon, that you can only give him one, the Rabbanus will take care of him, but you give two, because the Iker is for the sake of the usher who's giving, not for the sake of the oni who's getting. The Mele of the Rambam says it's better to give two people smaller things than one person a big thing when it comes to tzedakah. So therefore you give twice to tzedakah, because it Iker is for you. And the Ani, the Rabbanus will take care of him. And the Asher, give him two, because who knows if he's going to be an Asher tomorrow. Everything really depends on the Hashgach, and not whether a guy's rich or not. Okay. Rabba Shodrle Lemori Barmar Biyad Abaya Mole Taska de Kashva Mole Kasa de Kimcha Davshuna. Rabba sent to Mori Barmar through Abaye. Some people learn from here that you have to send shalach manos through a shliach, because it says mishloach manos. Others hold you could even send it through a shliach, but you don't really need a shliach that could be a shliach, be a cotton or a goy or whatever. And some hold that it's lav davka. In any case, the Gemara says that he sent it through a shliach abaya. And what did he send him? Rashi says kiamta bana rabbeinu mishloach manos to hatrei manos. There are two things, and even though one was wine, you yotze with drink also. Taska de kashva, shak molek tmorim. He sent him a sack full of dates, davshuna, and shenishyabshu achitim betaner ba'odim karmel, and he sent him also some dried out flour, v'kemach sholahen mosuk li'olim. So Omer le'abaya, so Rabbaya said to Rabbah, hashta Omar Mori, now I'm going to deliver this to, obviously we said it on Purim, so it sounds like he said it in a joke. He said to, Mori's going to tell me, Ichak lo malka lahave, dikula mitzavori lenochis. Once you're a farmer, always a farmer. Right? Now, you send him basically things that are fit for a farmer. Right? And even if a farmer becomes a king, he doesn't take the pail off his, that he feeds his animals with off his neck. That was once a farmer, always a farmer. And Rabbah, you're sending him something that's fit for a farmer. Hother shother le'ihu mole taska de zangabila umole kisa de palta. And Mori Barmar sent back Rabbah through Abaya a measure of ginger and some what's it called the long pilpul. So Abaya said, Hashto Omar Mar. Now when Rabbah gets us, he's going to say, Ano shadri lechulya, the iu shadri churfa. I sent him something, bland, and he sends me something bitter, something pungent. Okay, Rashi. Omar le Abaya le Rabbah. Hashto Omar Mori, Achshav Yomar Mori Olecha. Ichak lo malko lehevei dikula mitzavori lenochis. Asal shoye rogi laholich bodenu ben kfar. Right? La Michael Behemto used to carry the pail to feed your animal when you were a farmer. Lo yori rata mirosho. Even if he comes a king, he's going to keep it on his head. Kachato nasis melech v'rosh pompadisa. You, Rabbah, became the melech. He became the Rosh Hashiva. Ve'ein chasholech lo ledvorim ha-metsuim lakol. And you're sending him things that farmers send. Some say that the intention over here is that in order to be Yotzei Shalach Mamas, you have to send something that's befitting the sender and the receiver. Otherwise, it's not chashuv enough. Chulya Masik, I sent him something sweet, and he sent me something bitter, pungent. Okay. These are all foods. These are all foods that are eatable, edible. They're all ready to eat. Okay, right. They're all ready to eat. Who told you they weren't ready to eat? Okay. What? The kemach was sweet kemach that they used to eat the way that it was also. It's toasted, like toasted wheat. Okay, right. Omer Abaya, kinafki mi beimar, when we left the yeshiva of Rabbah, havi savana, we were full. Ki matoy lahosam, when we got there, well, there was Rashi, kinafki mi beimar, Kishiyotzosin beis Adoni Rabba leilich lebeis Ab Mori Barmar Haishi Saveya. Right? When I left Rabba's house, I was full. When I got to Mori Barmar's house, Krivuli Shisin Tsoi the Shisin Minekdera, they offered me 60 plates of 60 different kinds of food. Ba'achli Bahu Shisin Plugi, right? And I ate from each of them. Lubishula basraisa they correlate shlikeder, and the last one they called shlikeder. Uboy lemecha saw basra, and I was so hungry I wanted to eat the plate. Omer Abaya, haynu damriin she kofin anya velod yada. That's what Abaya said. That's what people say, that an ani doesn't even know how hungry he is. He's hungry. He doesn't even know how hungry he is. Inami ravcha lebesim ashriach. There's always room for something sweet. Okay, so let's see the Rashi first. Tsoi, ka'aro shulmini maichel. They said, gave him 60 plates of different kinds of foods. Dechsaya letso basroi, ha'isi chofitz lokus ha'kahara akrov. After I finished the 60th one, I was still so hungry, I wanted to eat the plate. Kol achila shlokadarka nikra koseis. Rav chala besima shriach, revach motzi ledovra mosut besocha meyayim. Right? There's always room for dessert. That's what it says. There's always room for something sweet. Okay, in any case, so the Marsha says, what's shot over here? So again, I think it was all said on Purim. The Marsha says what it means is when they left Rabbah, he thought that he had learned everything he could possibly learn. He was full. When he went to Mori Bar Rav, he saw they put 60 mesechtas in front of him, and he learned something from each one. 60 mesechtas of Shas. And the last one was Psachim, where it spoke about Slikedar, about Korban Pesach, that you boil in, what's it called, in water. And he wanted to finish the Masechta, meaning eat up the plate. The plate is the Masechta. And he said there's two reasons why a person never is full with Torah. One is, or thinks that he's full with Torah. One is he doesn't realize how much there is to learn. That's the idea of an Ani, doesn't know how hungry he is. And the second reason is because, what's it called, the Torah is, there's always more Torah to learn. So that's the idea of there's always room for dessert. Okay, whatever it means, that was the mice. Okay. Abaye bar Ovin, Reb Chanina bar Ovin, Mechalfei Sudusai Lahadodi. So most Rishonim learn it means on the same Purim. They were poor. So they couldn't afford to send each other Mishloach Manos and to eat Sudas Purim. So they used to send each other their Suda. So that way they had a Suda and they were Yotze Mishloach Manos. Rashi learns, Mechalfei Sudusai, Ze Ochelim Ze Bepurim Shoshonazu. This one ate together with the other one on this Purim. And the next year they ate in the other one's house. So what's the chiddush? So they say the chiddush is that even though on the next year he owed him the meal, so I might think he's now doing it as a payback. So you can't be Yotze Shulis Purim with something that you're paying back somebody because you owe them for what they gave you the year before. Kavash v'lah, no. Since they did it outsurei, you see Yotze the Suda, even if it's a chiyuv, because of what he gave you the year before. Okay. Omar Rava, Mechayiv Inish Lebesume Bepuria, Adlo Yoda Bein Or Haman Leboruch Mordechai. A person has to get drunk with wine on Purim. Billy doesn't know the difference between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Rabba Rav Zera Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adodi. Rabba Rav Zera made a Suda together. If soon they got drunk. Kom Rabba Shachtel Rav Zera. Rabba got up and he shechted Rav Zera. Lemocher Boy Rachmi Va'achye. The next day, he sobered up and he revived Reb Zera. L'shona Omer Le Nesi Mar V'Navid Sudas Purim. Next year, Rab invited Reb Zera to his Sudas Purim again. Let's make it together. B'Hadi Adodi. Omer Le Lo B'Chol Shait V'Shat V'Misrach Hashanisa. He said, forget it. What's it called? You know, last year you killed me and then you brought me back to life. This year I don't know if I'll be Zolcha to a Nes like that, so I think I'll have my Suda with somebody else. And the Rabbeinu Ephraim says, this mice is brought down to tell me that the halacha is not that you have to get drunk. You see what it leads to, and therefore this maisa is mevatel, the halacha of getting drunk on Purim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. And others learn that it doesn't mean that, what's it called, you have to mamish get drunk, so you don't know Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai. It means you have to drink a little bit more than you normally drink, or it means you drink and you go to sleep, or like Tosis brings down over here, there was a piyut, where they said Haman or Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, like we say, at the end of Shoshanas Yaakov, and you get mixed up in it. Or the gematria of Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai is the same, and you can't figure out how the gematria works out. Okay, Rashi. Lav Sume Lishtaker B'Yayin. Rashi's mashma that you have to get drunk on wine only, because the nace happened through wine. Esther made the Mishteh. Achashverosh got drunk and killed Vashti, and the sudas that Esther made, and all of the things, or what's it called, happened through wine, so you drink wine, just like on Hanukkah, you use oil, on Purim, you use wine. The Ibsum Nishtakru, Nog of Alos, oh, we didn't get it yet. Omar Rava, Sudas Purim Shochla Balaila Liotze Dechovos, if you ate Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yotze. My timer, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, Ksiv. It says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, but not the night. And therefore some people, B'davka, don't eat Fleishiks at the night of Purim, not to have a Havamina that you Yotze a Suda that night. Rav Ashi Ava Yosef Kamei Rav Kahana, Noga V'Losu Rabbanan. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Rav Kahana, and nobody came to the Shir on Purim day. So Mashmi, you have to give a Shir on Purim. Omerle, my time, alo asa Rabbanan, dilma trita besudas Purim. So he said, why didn't the Rabbanan come to the Shir? Because they were busy with Sudas Purim. Omerle, velo havi efshel, mechli b'ursa, they should have eaten last night, so they didn't come to the Shir today. Omerle, lo shmiyale lamar, hoda omer rava, Sudas Purim, shokho balai lo yotze, yedei chuvasa. You're not yotze Sudas Purim at night, so I have to eat it during the day. And therefore they say that even though Rav Kahana made a shir on Purim, that was only because he thought you could be yotzei the suda at night. But the halacha, it's not like that, so you don't make any shiurim on Purim. Omar lei, Omar Rava Hachi, did Itaka say that? Omar lei in. Tana minei arboim zimnim, v'domer lei kamad manach b'kise. He said it over 40 times, till it was like it was in his pocket, and then he Itaka learned from here that you don't make suda's Purim at night. She noga v'los rabbanon, ichar hayom v'lo bo'a talmidim beis ha-medrash. Day got late and nobody showed up to the shir. Okay, now we're going to take a break from Purim and go to a million other things, because since we said Ein Bein, other Rishon, other Sheni, we're going to have a whole list of Mishnayos that compare different things. Ein Bein, there's no difference between this and this except this. And it's not an exhaustive list, as we'll see, but it's specifically in certain areas. There are things that are similar and they're not similar in other areas. Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos Ala Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. There's no difference between Yontif and Shabbos, except Ochel Nefesh. On Yontif, you're allowed to do malachas that are Ochel Nefesh, cook, and so on. And on Shabbos, you can't. Rashi, Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Lios Mutter L'Chadchila B'Yontif Mashosher B'Shabbos. It's only talking about things that are Isser Malacha, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do, and Yontif L'Chadchila you're allowed to do. In that area, the only difference is Ochel Nefesh. Things that are Ochel Nefesh are Mutter on Yontif and Osr on Shabbos. Avalinin Onshim Yesharbe. Legabe other things, there's a big difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif's only a lav. Shabbos is Kares and Misa. Shezeb is Skilo, the Kares, Shezeb a lav greater. So it's not an exhaustive list. There's nothing different about Shabbos and Yontif. In this specific area, which Malachas or Osr, there's no difference except Ochel Nefesh. But other differences there are between Shabbos and Yontif. Where it says, Hod le'inyi machshirei ochel nefesh zevizeh shoveh. Mashmah, it's only ochel nefesh that's different. But things that are not directly ochel nefesh, but preparations for ochel nefesh, like your stove broke down, you have to fix the stove. That's not actually preparing food, that's the pre-preparation. There, they're the same, that it's osur on yontif, just like on Shabbos. Masmisen lo Rabbi Yehuda. So the mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya ain ben yontif l'shabbos, ala ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matar at machshirei ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds, not only is direct food preparation mutter, even indirect preparations for food preparations are mutter. My time at a Tanakama, why does Tanakama hold that only ochel nefesh, direct ochel nefesh is mutter, not indirect? Omar kra hu velo machshira. Hu ye yosel lochem. Like, acha asher ye ochel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye yosel lochem. So the who comes to tell me only mamash ochel nefesh, not something that's in the preparatory stage. Rabbi Yehuda, lochem, lochem, lechol tzorchechem. Rabbi Yehuda has a ribui. It says, hu ye levado ye yosel lochem. Lochem means anything that you need to come to ochel nefesh is mutter. The idach nom yaksiv lochem. Maisa the Rabbanan hall also says lochem. What do they do with lochem? Lochem velo leobdik lechavim, lochem velo leklavim. That you're only allowed to cook for Jews, not for animals or goyim. And they say that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that. He doesn't hold that you're allowed to cook for goyim or animals, but he learns both drushes. Lochem is both a miut and a ribui. Comes to tell me that for you, you're allowed to do anything, but you're not allowed to do for somebody else. So you learn both drushes from it. The idach nomi oksiv hu, according to the Rabban, it also says hu. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says hu. So that's a miut. Why is he not memayit machshiri ochel nefesh? Right? Ksiv hu, ksiv lochem. He says, no, it says a ribui and a miut. Kan b'machshirim shef shel asos me'er of yontif, kan b'machshirim shef shel asos me'er of yontif. Depends what kind of machshirim. If they're machshirim, you could have done erev yontif, and even Rabbi Yehuda holds a rasa. If it's machshirim, you couldn't have done erev yontif. The need came on yontif itself, then you're allowed to do it according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosa says, mashma, that when it comes to ochel nefesh, whether you could do it on yontif or not, you could do it before, is mutter. It's only in machshirim that Rabbi Yehuda makes a difference. But the Rabbanan, everybody would hold, that afilu ochel nefesh you could have done before, you're allowed to do on yontif. So why are there malachas like tzira, harvesting, or whatever, that are also on yontif? So basically, Tosa says that any malacha that you could have done as easily erev yontif as on yontif, right, and doesn't get ruined, and it's not any better, that for sure is awesome. Those kinds of malachas were awesome. right? Melachas that usually you do before. You don't do them on the day. They're better being done before, like harvesting or whatever. But melachas that you could do Erev Yontif, but they're better if you do them, they're better if you do them on Yontif. Those everybody holds you're allowed to do even on Yontif. Sometimes you need a shinli, whatever, but those are mutter. And melachos that if you did them Erev Yontif, they miskalto, for sure you're allowed to do them on Yontif. Okay. Rashi. Zevezeh shavim asurim biyontif kishabbos. Machshirei ochel nefesh is also Shabbos and Yontif. She'efsher kagon sakin shenifka me'erev yontif. If you had a knife, that's machshirei ochel nefesh, you had to fix a knife that got pogum erev yontif. So you could have done it erev yontif. So you're not allowed to do it even according to Yehuda yontif. She'efsher kagon sakin shenifka biyontif. But if it got ruined on yontif, you couldn't have done it erev yontif, then Rabbi Yehuda holds you could do it on yontif. Ein bein Shabbos liyom haKippurim, ela shezez dono b'dayada v'zez dono b'karis. No difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur in regards to the punishment you get. There's other difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You can't eat on Yom Kippur, you can eat on Shabbos. But begabi, the chomer of the punishment of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the only difference is that one, Shabbos is a b'dayada, you get a skila, and Yom Kippur is only karis. B'dayadam yesh ba Mises Beisdin. It's possible to get Mises Beisdin for being Mechal Shabbos, if there's Edim and Asra. But on Yom Kippur, even if there's Edim and Asra, it's only Koris. Where it says, Hoy le'in tashlumim zevezeh shavim. If somebody was Mechal Shabbos, in a way that he also was Mechayiv Mammon, he burned somebody's field down on Shabbos, or he burned somebody's field down on Yom Kippur, they're the same. And you're potter from paying, because of Kim Lebe the Rabmine. So just like a Chiyuv Misa potters you from paying, so a chiyuv kares also passed to you. Money masnisin, who does that go according to? Rav Nechunya ben Akana. He, the Tanya, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, ha yoses, yom ha-kippurim ki Shabbos l'tashlumim. Ma Shabbos mischai ben afsho potu ben ha-tashlumim, af yom ha-kippurim mischai ben afsho potu ben ha-tashlumim. Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that when you say kimle b'derab minei, not only on a chiyuv misa b'dei adam, but even on a chiyuv kares. If you do something at the same time, you chayiv kares, and you're chayiv mamon to somebody, so you potter from the mamon because of kimle b'derab minei. Rashi. Af yom ha-kippur mischai b'nafsho, the iser kares commisses based in dami. The Chunim Yakana holds that the iser kares has the same halacha as mises based in legabi tashlumin. U'peturim l'shalim, im hidli k'desher shechaver mel kippur, you burn somebody's field down on Yom Kippur, Shein tashlum and it's a chiyuv misa. You don't have to pay. Because since you're chayiv misa, and even if you won't get the chiyuv misa, right, you're still going to be potter. Shenemar v'lo ye'osun onish yonish. It says by a person who kills a woman and causes her babies to abort. So there's a chiyuv mamon for the babies and a chiyuv misa for the woman. So if there's no osun, the woman lives, so there's no chiyuv misa, then you have to pay the husband for the value of the children. But if there's a chiyuv misa for the woman, right, then what's it called? You don't pay for the children. Okay. Tanan hasam. Kol chay v'krisu shalaku, niftru mi v'krisu hasam. Right, a person was chayv kores, and he got malchus, so that takes away the kores. Shenemar v'niklo achicha le'inecha. Kivin shalaku ariko achicha. Once he gets malchus, he reverts back to being achicha. His chorus goes off. Divrei Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel said. That all chay v'krisus get malchus, and the malchus takes away the chorus. Om Rabbi Yochanan chalukin v'ol chavir of Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan said that that's the das of Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, but the Rabbanan argue on him. Omar Rava Amri Beirav Tanina. I have a Mishnah that supports you. That the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Where's our Mishnah? Ein ben Yom HaKippur M'Shabbos L'Shezez Dono Bi the Adam L'Shezez Dono Bi Koris. V'Misa Idi Bi the Adam. Now the Chora, if everyone who gets Koris gets Malkus, then every Koris is also Bi the Adam. So on Yom Kippur, if you're Chayiv Koris, you're going to get Malkus. Malkus is Bi the Adam. So the Mishnah says it's a difference in Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Shabbos is a Chiyuv Misa Bi the Adam. And Yom Kippur is only Bidei Shamayim, but it's not only Bidei Shamayim, because you get Malchus. That's Bidei Adam. Omer Rav Nachman, Homani Rav Yitzchak. No, this goes like Rav Yitzchak. It's no Raya. That it's like the Halachas like Rav Chanan Yivin Gamliel. Right? This Mishnah goes like Rav Yitzchak. The Omer Malchus, B'chai V'Krisis Lekha. He doesn't hold the Chalau. There's a Chiyuv Malchus by Krisis. You get Karis, you don't get Malchus. But Rav Chanan Yivin Gamliel said, even if you, what's it called, if you get the Malchus, it takes away the Karis. It could be that Rabbanan don't argue on that. Except Rabbi Yitzchak holds that if you don't get Malchus, Bechlau. So therefore, by Yom Kippur, you don't get Malchus, so it doesn't take away the Karis. But if you would get Malchus, it would take away the Karis. D'tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chai V'Krisis, Bechlau Hayu. Right? V'loma Yotzes Karis Bachoso, Laduna B'Karis Loma Malchus. See, once again, Rashi explains what Bechlau. But it says by all the Arayas Kores, right? And why is that to mention again by Achoso? To tell me you're only Chayiv Kores and not Malchus. Ravashi Yom Rafilu Temer Rabbanan. Could even say it goes according to the Rabbanan that every Chiyuv Kores has Malchus and you get your potter from the Kores if you get Malchus or Chananya. And still our Mishnah makes sense. Ze Ikers don't be the other. The main onish by Shabbos is Skila. The Kores is secondary. In case there's no Edim or there's no Hasra, you get Kores. But the Iker onish is Skila. The Iker is going to be Kores. Mashenkin on Yom Kippur, the Iker is the Kores. If you happen to get Malchus, you'll get Potter from it. But the Iker, the onish is the Kores. Rashi. Kol Chai Ve'Krisis. Shalaku, Shehisru Bohen Edim, Alab Sheimo Kores, the Lok of Ezdin. If there was Edim and Hasra, you don't get Malchus without Edim and Hasra. But if there, in addition to the what you did, there was Edim and Hasra, you get Malchus for every Kores. Nifteru midei krisos, and shuv ein beizin shomala nifroin. And once you get the Malchus, the Kores goes off. Tanina de chalukin. So Rava said, I'll bring you a proof from our Mishnah that there is a sheet that doesn't hold it, Rav Chananya ben Gamliel, that the Malchus takes off the Kores. Then east of the nifteru, our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that Yom Kippur is Kores. Mashma, that it's not Bidei Adam, the Malchus won't help. So, Idi Bidei Adam hu. At the Yom Kippur Mish Malchus, Alav Shabo, based in Potron or Somikores. Right? And even on Yom Kippur, it's possible to get an Onish Bidei Adam and not have any Onish Bidei Shamayim. You get Malchus. So, what's the difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos? Omer Rav Nachman, La'olam Einam Chalukim Lav Chaveru. No, the Rabbanan don't argue on Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. And if you hold that there's a Chiyuv Malchus by Kores, it takes away the Kores. B'hadik Tani De'ein's don't be the other. And our Mishnah that says that there is no Chiyuv Malchus, it doesn't argue on Rabbi Chananya, but it goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. Ha'mani Rabbi Yitzchaki. The Omer Seches Malchus, De'ein Malchim B'lav Anitin Lazorus Kores. There is no Malchus B'chlau on a Lav that was given for Kores. Even if there's Edom and Hasra, you get Kores, you don't get any Malchus. Afilu Hisru, even if they gave him Hasra for Malchus, he doesn't get it. The other time, Ma'akra, and he learns it from the following Pasuk, Kol Chai V'Krisa Shul Arayis, Hoyu B'chlau, V'Nichrisu Hanofesh Nefashos Ha'osos. There's a general Pasuk by all the Arayis that says, V'Nichrisu Hanefashos Ha'osos. And then it says, Shekosu Parshas Arayis. So Lama Yosef Koris Bachoso, the Sibik Doshim Tiyu, the Ishki Ikachasachoso, Vinichrisa. It said already, in general, all Arayas are Chayiv Koris. Why did it have to say specifically by Achoso that you're Chayiv Koris? La Duna Bekoris, Lom Malchus. Came to tell me that only Koris, and not Malchus, and Dover Shiyotzim and Aklau, Lo Al Atzmo Yotza, Lelamid Al Atzmo Yotza, Lamid Al Aklau Kula Yotza. That's one of the Yud Gimel Mido Shatoran's Dreshes. Achoso was Yotze min Aklal. It was in the Klal of all the Kores, and then it went out to be mentioned by itself. So it comes to teach me not only about itself, that it's only Kores and not Malchus, but on all the other ones also, only Kores and no Malchus. L'abduna b'Kores l'Malchus im Hisru b'hem. V'afagav the Nida nomi nishneish b'osu parasha. Right? It says also Nida and Kores. Second one went out. What do you need that for? L'dovrish n'eschadish b'o nishneish l'haroa. That's for, tell me a different halacha. That you're chayiv not only on a regular bia, but even on hara, which Gemara is a machlokus, what that is, neshikas aver or hachnosas or atorah, but it's a niktsas bia, you're also chayiv kores. Gemara says, afilu temer abonin hi, da amri malchus eitzel kores, V'afilu hocha leka lemelech mino shechalukin al Rebbe Chananya, v'hochi kom rasnishan. Shabbos ikr chomers don't be the other. Shabbos the ikr onesh eskila. V'ze ikr chomers don't be koris. Masha'en came by Yom Kippur, the ikr is the koris. If you got malchus, you're going to be potter from the koris. But the ikr is the koris. Mi'uim hisru bovalokam iftar en chanami. If you got malchus, you'll be potter from the koris. But that's not the ikr onesh. The ikr onesh is the koris.